1988.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends. As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you this very cold day here in the state of Minnesota. Yours truly, Stephanie Joy, and Mr. Bradley Dean. He'd actually be to the front of me, and I'm to the right of him. If you'd like to check us out, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. We've been talking about on the show for the past several days now. We have a brand new website out. It's awesome. Unbelievable. Actually, I won't forget the first time that I saw the picture on the very front of the website with Bradley next to all the Christian crosses. It just shows you the heart of our message, why we do what we do, what we're fighting for, and what we're standing for here at the Sons of Liberty. So please do check that out at sonsoflibertyradio.com. And folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Well, you might be asking yourself the question, why is that? Well, I'll tell you. Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And of course, before we get going on full bore with the show, we have to highlight the product of the week. For those of you who might be just tuning into the Sons of Liberty and you're asking, what in the world is the product of the week? What we do is we highlight a new product of the week every week here on the show. And those monthly sponsors, you sons and daughters of Liberty out there, you get 25% off the product of the week every week. So, of course, this is the Christmas season. Tis the season to be jolly. It's the season to give rather than to receive. So think about that. We talked a little about Santa Claus. When you're putting your child on Santa Claus' lap, first of all, I hate to break it to you folks, but he's not real. He doesn't exist. And Christ was given to us on Christmas. So it is more blessed to give than to receive. Let's not covetously say, this is what I want, this is what I desire. Let's say, what can I give to people? And of course, the greatest gift that you can give on Christmas is Christ. So what we have done is we've put together Christmas packages here at the Sons of Liberty. And this week we are highlighting the virtue package. Now you might have a young lady in your life, a daughter, maybe someone that you know, a friend's daughter, or perhaps, you know, a college-age student, or for you older ladies out there, it's a virtue package that we put together, and it includes three different things with it. Number one is the One Heart Journal, which is the testimony of me. It's my life story. What it does, it kind of takes you through how I was raised and growing up, how I met Bradley, which is a very exciting story. I won't give you all the details. You'll have to buy the book to figure it all out. And also, it takes you through our ministry, how we started in the schools, how the Lord birthed the ministry. So you might want to say, you might be thinking to yourself, well, how in the world did the Sons of Liberty begin? Well, Bradley has got that on his comic book as well, My War, which is awesome. And this one kind of complements that one and kind of tells you the behind-the-scenes details. Of course, you Daughters of Liberty will very much so enjoy the book. What it is, it's a lot of pictures, a lot of colorful images, and it's great for witnessing tools. If you're going out there and you're saying, listen, I've got someone that I'm trying to reach, and I do not know what's going on out there, so I'm trying to reach these guys, and it's hard to get through to them. I want to make sure that I can reach out. So go ahead and do the One Heart Journal, the testimony of Stephanie Joy Dean, and also has the virtue message, the virtue stickers, which is 10, which is great for notebooks, so on and so forth. You can put on those nice little notebooks that, you know, girls have, what, 20 different notebooks for school and all that kind of stuff. Please do call if you'd like to order, 1-866-233-0747. This is a $10 donation to the Sons of Liberty, so really you're getting a lot in one, not to mention the virtue message on CD, which is what we do in the schools. So again, that number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or you can go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, for those of you who know that Bradley writes articles for about 37 affiliates across America, well, just last week he wrote an article titled Muslim in Chief. It was on WND, Western Journalism, 36 other affiliates in total. And some of the comments that we got I thought were very interesting. One was from Elizabeth. She said this, seriously, this man cannot be Christian. Way to tell it like it is, Bradley. Keep exposing the hypocrites. Great videos. Now, you might not know that these columns are not just written. There's also videos that accompany these columns, which make them great because they're good little power punch packages in 5 to 7 minutes. Some of them are not even that long. You know, so it's a great thing to say, hey, come here, come check this out. Check this video out to your, you know, kid as he's walking by, to your husband, your spouse. But what I thought was interesting is John made a comment, and he said...
But that's true what you just said, because what it does is it pulls all the opposition out. It pulls out all of, well, what could the enemies of our constitutional republic actually say? When you actually watch the videos, it pulls all that away. It just, because facts are stubborn things, facts just snuff out all of our opposition.
They do.
That's why we actually add the video and the content to each article, so there is no room for debate, because again, we are ruled by law, not by opinion, and the lawless do not like the fact that we're ruled by law.
And the videos are so fun too, because they complement the articles. It goes into more detail, and for some people say, well, I don't really like to read. Well, go to the article. If you just can't make it through, which I'm sure you will once you start, because they're that interesting and that good, you can go to the videos as well. They expose lots of different things that correlate with the article. But one thing that John said, he said, the only people who don't want to disclose the truth are those that have something to hide. And he put down a 14 items, of all the lies that Barack Obama has said. He said, I promise 100% transparency in my administration. Of course, we've not seen that. I will allow 5 days of public comment before I sign any bills. Of course, we've not seen that. I'll put the health care negotiations on C-SPAN so everyone can see who is at the table. I will not sign it if it adds one dime to the deficit. Whoa. Now or in the future, period.
Yep, and he's done exactly the opposite of what he said, and that's what I've said since day one. I heard it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the conservatives are sitting there finally catching up 6 years later as to what this administration has been doing and promulgating through propaganda.
And listen to
illegally,
that. I will not sign it if it adds one dime to the deficit now or in the future, period.
Yep.
Straight liar.
Yep.
And it goes on to say the health care program will create jobs. The cost of your insurance will go down by $2,500. I promise no new taxes on a family making less
than Read my lips.
Seriously.
Yeah, but no, anyway, read his actions.
It goes on and on and on. So if you want to check out those comments, go to WND. But also, I thought this is a great quote to go along with the article that you just wrote. It was by Theodore Roosevelt, who said, no man is above the law and no man is below it, nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it, whether you're the President of the United States or not. That's my commentary right there.
You like that?
Yeah, I thought that's pretty good. Necessary. I just wanted people to know that was for me.
Okay.
Obedience to the law is demanded.
Hang on a second. I'm going to come over and pat you on the back.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, we're going to come back right after this break, friends, and we'll let the pretty little princess finish up here. Phone number, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Again, we'll come right back with our pretty little princess. Talk to you then.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Tim Brown of freedomoutpost.com. I support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty for their willingness to go into the state-run public schools and to present both God's law and his gospel to the young people being indoctrinated in the system. I believe God is using his message to get young people to think about government, about God, and about eternity. May God continue to bless the efforts of Bradley Dean and his staff.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes, for today's modern smoker.
All right. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. It's actually pretty decent here in Minnesota. Aside of that, I'm going to give you back over to the Pretty Little Princess. She can finish up, and I want to get back to "Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest," because we know that in his faithfulness he has afflicted us that we might learn his statutes. It's not a fun place to be, but it's a real place to be. So let's talk about real love and just continue that discourse. Take it over from yesterday and bring it on today.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I'll close with one final very good comment that I like to hear.
A
final analysis and closing of the comments.
But these would be comments, exactly.
That's right, that's right. This is a comment that we received. It was on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. It said this: Sons of Liberty has become my favorite radio talk show due to their focused delivery of the truth. Bradley Dean delivers a hard-hitting message of truth, exposing unconstitutional policy through constitutional law. He is educating and equipping America with the knowledge of what our nation was truly founded upon. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests.
Amen.
So all that truth you can hear Monday
said
through
President
Saturday.
Andrew Jackson, number 7.
That's right. All that truth you go ahead and hear 6 days a week here on the Sons of Liberty.
Okay, let's get back to this. We were talking about real love, and folks, what it was is I brought up the topic yesterday that I, just over the last week, a couple people had actually brought to me, and not saying that I don't need to learn. I'm always in the school of hard knocks learning, even if I have to move and actually walk through the door. Sometimes knocking my head up against the wall does just that. Common sense says get away from knocking your head up against that wall and move over just a little bit and walk through the door. That's a love. I don't have anything to teach the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost teaches me. I am not the teacher. The Holy Ghost is. I am the pupil. Okay? That's really what it comes down to. So, in acknowledging this, of course, when they said, Bradley, you need to learn what real love and real grace means, they didn't mean it like they really cared, as if to edify or exhort me into the things that I'm called to do concerning the things of the kingdom of God. And what I did is I brought you through Titus 2, talking about real grace, what grace does. Matthew 10, I gave you an analogy through Christ. I gave you the character of God. But let him that glorieth in this, that he understand and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise love and kindness. Read Psalm 107 when you get some time. He goes on, judgment and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Then I brought you over to the throne of God. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about him. When you go to Psalm 97:10, it says, "You that love the Lord hate evil. He that preserveth the souls of his saints, he delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked." Now, folks, my point is, those that tell me that I have to learn real love and real grace, for some reason, they're okay in a world that's at war with God. And I'm trying to figure out if the love of God has been shed abroad in their hearts by the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5, and they're born in the Spirit of God, then why don't they hate the things that God hates and love the things that God loves? God is holy. He is just. His very throne is established in judgment. It's not only in Psalm 97, but it's also in Psalm 98. Matter of fact, in Psalm 9:16, it says, God said, "I am known by the judgments that I execute." And when we look at the cross experience, we can see that there was a twofold meaning. How much God hated sin and how much God loved mankind. And that was through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, for he was the sacrifice and the propitiation of the sins of the world. Okay? So, anyways, in saying that, the very people that are teaching me what real love and real grace is, according to their fallen nature, is that I need to just tolerate and allow the world to roll over the top of the church, when the church is to do just the exact opposite as to what the world is to do. We're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. I don't see a conquering. Scripture tells us, to the version of the American grace today, the definition of grace according to the fallen church in America, you can see that their grace is used as a cover-up rather than an empowerment, and yet Scripture tells us, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. I don't see the grace abounding. I see sin abounding, and if sin abounds, according to their definition of real grace and real love, and what I see in this country where the enemy wins the day, I can tell you, rest assured, that I don't see the kingdom of God prevailing here. I see the kingdom of the world prevailing over the church, when in fact Scripture tells us again just the exact opposite, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. What's happening today? The gates of hell are prevailing against the church, the professed church, not the real church. Okay? Are you guys with me? I know I'm rolling out a lot of information on you really quick. But then what I did, friends, is I brought you yesterday over to Mark 10, gave you an analogy as to how the Lord, a preacher of the circumcision, Jesus Christ was a preacher of the Jews, the law, to the Jews who were given the oracles of God's law, moral law, not ceremonial law, which has been done away in Christ. And the first thing Christ does to this rich young ruler is he gives him the Ten Commandments. He says, a couple of them. He said, "Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery." Why was he talking to the Jews in such a fashion? Because they knew the law. Then he said, "Do not kill, do not steal, do not lie, defraud not, honor your father and your mother." And the rich young ruler said, "I've observed these from my youth." He was justifying himself, not knowing that your righteousness is filthy rags in the sight of a just and a holy God. The righteousness that we're looking for, friends, is the righteousness of Jesus Christ, because Scripture tells us that we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof, not the other way around. Okay? The next thing Jesus does is he looks on him whom he loved and he said, "You lack this one thing." That's real love. The disciples got bent out of shape and said, "Hey man, we're astonished, way out of measure," saying to themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus, looking upon them, his disciples, "With men it's impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible." And then Jesus gives them the gospel. Then I brought out more scriptural definition of what real love in the heart of God is. In Leviticus 19, going to the Old Testament, verse 17, it says, "Thou shalt not hate." Listen carefully, friends. You are commanded not to hate your brother. You are commanded to rebuke your brother because you love him. Why? Because love worketh no ill. What am I saying through Scripture? Scripture is saying you owe your brother the truth, because it is the truth that makes men free. Read John 14:6 as you follow Christ. We're not to allow sin to be upon our brother. Sin is the transgression of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. So when you look at what real love, it stands in direct contradiction as to what you see the love coming out of the modern day church and America at large today. Love today is go ahead and do whatever you want to do. Love today watches you destroy yourself, and then they want to help you after you destroy yourself, if it's not unto death, of course. See, that creates bureaucracy. They're falling into the line of what the love of the world is and what the spirit of the world calls love, which is really lust, not love at all. Read 1 John 2. Then I brought you over to 1 Corinthians, the New Testament. Love rejoices not in the workers of lawlessness. Love fulfills the law. And what is the end of that? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Now, I'll tell you this. If I was a baby in the womb today, I'll tell you what real love would be telling me. If I was that baby, I would be looking at the church that is supposed to stand up against those that shed innocent blood, and I would make sure that it didn't happen in this country. And by the way, that is my message. That's been my message, and it will always be my message. Love protects, and prevention is better than cure. And what we need to do, if we truly love God, we will tell those in government that are corrupt, thou shalt not kill, because we are here to preserve that baby, that innocent baby's life in the womb. Of course, talking about the topic and giving distinction concerning the topic of abortion. But the love today coming out of the professed church is, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. They're going to do what they're going to do. But, you know, when I go back to them, it's a good thing Mama obeyed the laws of God back in the day to preserve their life, wasn't it? See, that's real love. But again, love to them in their fallen nature rather than in Christ's risen nature. They have fallen to the carnal man rather than to the risen man in Christ. By the way, if you look in Scripture, you'll see that you are hated for your love when you understand the love of Christ. This is my commandment, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. You can go to John 7:7. David talked about the same thing in Psalm 109. He was hated for his love. Why? Because it is a faithful love. Yesterday I'd asked the question, friends, why were the prophets killed? They were there to warn them to turn from the wrath to come. They were there to tell them to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. See, but today again, when we tell people to repent, the church in America, the professed church again, has fallen for the fact that when you tell them to repent for their sins, they call that hate. See, they don't realize that their sins are responsible for allowing the babies to be murdered in the womb or the Christ to be crucified on Calvary over 2,000 years ago. Instead of taking responsibility and owning their sins before a just and a God and bringing forth godly repentance, which is a work of the Holy Ghost, no, they point the finger back at the cross, they kill you, they kill the prophets, and they think that they do God a service. And by the way, it's not too far gone, friends. Back in the 60s, I understand that the grandpas and grandmas, they'll tell us that, you know, they used to love each other back then, at least to get in each other's faces because they loved each other. And now if you love on somebody and you're a faithful witness only to deliver their soul, they want to go get an attorney and sue you for that. That's not love, friends. Love prevents destruction. I also brought up yesterday, friends, there's going to be a lot of people in hell that Jesus loved and they thought they were saved. But Jesus is going to look at them and say, depart from me, you workers of lawlessness, for I never knew you. We're going to continue this discourse when we come back. And friends, I promise we're going to get to Thomas Brooks' 18 version of love, and it is going to rip you to the core. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your leaf's gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. question. Go to privacycase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to privacycase.com today. The privacy case, because there is a case for privacy.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to give us a call, now is the time. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Talking about real love, friends, because I have to learn what real grace and real love is. Folks, I'm always in school. I want you to know that. I don't know everything, but I know that the Word does. I always tell people if they want to be right, stand on top of the Bible and say everything I know about myself doesn't matter. Everything I'm standing on right now does, and grow thereby. That's growing in grace as a tree planted by the rivers of water. Meditate upon that word and grow thereby. He is right. You are wrong. And if you can come to that term, if you can come to terms with the Word of God that He is right and you are wrong, I'll tell you what, it's not going to take too long before you grow up. Really? Yeah? Actually, grow down. I mean, if you look at the grown-ups today, I mean, you see these grown-ups, they're teaching us exactly the opposite of what we should be taught. I mean, it's almost like, you know, I mean, the information given to the younger generation today is you can't do certain things until you're 18 years old, like going to a, you know, a adult bookstore or to a liquor store. Before I can become a full-fledged pervert, I got to be 18 years old? I thought we were supposed to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. I mean, do you teach a little kid that when he's 18, he gets to go party hardy with a bunch of naked people in a bookstore? That's pretty weird, isn't it? But that's the way. Folks, Jesus said wisdom is justified by your children. And that's the wisdom that America, for the most part, the last 4 and 5 and 6 decades, have been taught by the older generation. Sorry to say. So let's undo that. Let's come to terms that we've been lied to. We've been taught in an ill fashion, and what we need to do is we need to come to the cross of Jesus Christ, put our feet upon His book, and say, we're wrong, you're right. Lord, what is it that you want me to do? That is prudence, friends. That's wisdom. And He never fails you. And I didn't say it wasn't easy. I didn't say it was going to be easy, friends. No, it was Jesus that said some of the harshest things to the people because He loved the people. Those people would be me and you. And keep in mind, for those that don't understand that real love, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Remember that Jesus was betrayed with a kiss. Watch out for people that love to give you kisses. They spoil the soul, friends, Scripture tells us. Let's get back to love. Romans 13, now listen carefully, I'm going to keep this in the context. I'm going to bring it forth line upon line, precept upon precept. It says, owe no man anything. Friends, every time I get on the radio, I don't put on a certain face that I'm different here than I am in a different room. What you hear on the radio is who I am here, who I am with my wife, and who I am with my children, because I'm walking before God in the light of His countenance always. I don't compartmentalize God. I don't want to hide from God. I want to be in an open walk in the light of God's countenance, because I know then and there I'll have fellowship with the Son. Scripture tells us that if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another, and the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ, cleanseth us from all sins. I need that cleansing power going through me, a regeneration and a renewing of the Holy Ghost constantly, create that clean heart in me, O God. Renew that right spirit within me. I'm constantly dependent upon His Holy Ghost. So, folks, in saying that, again, the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, to bring forth godly repentance, that you might put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Owe no man nothing. I am giving you the truth always. This is who I am all the time in Christ. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. I'm in the New Testament, friends. For this thou shalt not commit adultery, said Paul, Romans 13, 8 through 10. Thou shalt not commit adultery. You don't want someone committing adultery on you, then don't commit adultery on them. Thou shalt not kill. You don't want someone killing you, then don't kill them. This is the fulfilling of the law. It's called love. Thou shalt not steal. You don't want somebody stealing from you, then don't steal from them. Thou shalt not lie or bear false witness. You don't want someone lying to you, then don't lie to them. You shall not covet. If you don't want someone taking what you have through covetous means, then don't desire what they have. And if there be any other commandment, it says in the New Testament, is briefly comprehended in this. Namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Talking about love. Why? Because love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. When I go back and I see the testimony of Jesus Christ in my life, because I didn't have a dad around, I was a welfare kid, my mom was barely around, God truly did raise me up. But it's interesting, I remember the people that always loved me enough to tell me the truth. Those are the ones that I remember in my life, not those that overlooked what needed to be said. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. As a matter of fact, when I think about my testimony, there are some people I wish I could go back and find them and tell them thank you so much for being faithful to me. And I know who was faithful through them to me. It was the Christ. Listen to this, Romans 12, let love be without dissimulation, not a counterfeit love. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. That's the heart of God. Going to the New Testament again, 1 Peter, talking about love. Seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love, not a counterfeit love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Fervently, fervently, fervently. You don't just love once in a while, friends. God is love. Oh, and by the way, when you want to make distinction between Christ, because everybody wants to make Jesus out to be this little, you know, shepherd walking around with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the butt, that's really the picture that they painted them. That is not Christ. He is the line of the tribe of Judah. He is a king. He was a carpenter in the flesh, friends. You don't see a lot of punks walking around that are carpenters, do you? But in saying that, you have to keep in mind, friends, that love is all the time. Jesus, at times, would rebuke the religious hypocrites of the day. Was that not love? Of course it was love, because God is love. When Jesus was healing people, was that love? Of course that was love. Folks, you don't take the heart of or the balance of love out of love by saying, well, when Jesus is rebuking people, that's hate. And then when he's healing people, that's love. Or when he's feeding the multitude that weren't able to have any food because they were 3 days in a fast. What, just because Jesus fed them, does that mean he loved them? What about the 3 days that they were fasting? Did that mean he hated them during that time? Absolutely not. He met them on their terms. But in saying that, my point was, is God is love. He is love when he's rebuking. He's love when he's judging. He's love when he's establishing righteousness. He's love when he's healing. He's all the above. And I'll tell you what, there is nobody that loves like my Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. And I can tell you this, the hardest things that people have said to me in my life have meant the most to me in the long run. If I take heed to it. But I have to take heed to it. Yesterday I brought up Revelation 3, speaking of love. He said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore be zealous, therefore and repent. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Listen to what he said. And knock, and knock, and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him, and he will sup with, I will sup with him, and he with me. And then he says to him that overcometh, I will grant you sit with me in my throne. Even as I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the church, or the Spirit saith unto the churches. Okay, cool. That's love. Okay? Again, keep in mind, friends, that I'm told that I need to learn real love, what it is, and real grace, what it is. Let's go to grace really quick. When you look in, well, you know, if I simply go to, just let me even give you a Noah Webster 1828 version of grace. And when I do that search, I want you to listen to Noah Webster, the man that taught millions to read and yet not one to sin. What did he say about the word grace? Huh. What does grace mean exactly? Yeah, we know it's unmerited favor. Of course it's unmerited favor. We know it's kindness. It's a disposition to oblige another, and a grant made is an act of grace. Yep, we get that. But it also means favorable influence of God. The divine influence, or the influence of the Spirit in renewing the heart and restraining from sin, not in sin. Whoa! Wait a second, Bradley. You who need to learn what real grace is, wait a second. Noah Webster defined what you preach. Of course I do. Of course it does. See, because real grace is the application of Christ's righteousness to the sinner. Because where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Really? Yes. Interesting. Yes. For those that understand grace, do you have a license to sin? Is it okay for you to do what you want because after all you're saved to do whatever you want to do? Really? Does those that serve us in the natural, that swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America, do they give license to those that are at war with our United States Constitutional Republic? Absolutely not. They stand against it, don't they? Yeah. They don't tolerate anything that stands against law, namely our law in the natural. That's why we have soldiers that have been sacrificed for the freedoms that we walk in. Hello, church. And by the way, you're not going to understand what real grace is until you're dead to your sin. And the only way that you're fallen prostrate before the cross of Jesus Christ is when the law drives you to the foot of the cross to show you what your sin is. Folks, you're not going to understand grace until you understand law. But speaking of grace, once we understand what our sin is, we repent never to do it again. And when you walk in the newness of who Christ is in your life, then you're beginning to understand.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Okay, really quick here, friends, because I got a limited amount of time here. I want to get to this blessed is the man whom thou chastenest that I promised I would roll out for you yesterday, but I want to finish this up because I'm speaking of grace right now. And again, the topic is that I need to learn real love and real grace. True that. But I'm also contrasting the difference between what they call love and grace, which overlooks righting the wrongs, to scriptural love and grace, which does right the wrongs. Okay? And there's a lot of wrongs in this country that needed to be righted, and they need to be righted. And the professed church in America are doing absolutely nothing about the issues at hand. As a matter of fact, they're the greatest advocate to the homosexuals and to the abortion industry because of their version of a false grace and a false love, which is not grace and which is not love. Okay? You with me? But anyways, let me get back to grace really quick. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And Scripture tells us that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Listen to what he says next. This is chapter 6 of Romans. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? The version of grace today has breeded a group of altar athletes across the country. These are the people that are at the altar every Wednesday and Sunday and any other time they get an opportunity to cry in front of people because they're so sorry and they love Jesus so much, but yet they fail to repent. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that we have obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto us. How do we do that? It's through a choice. And by the way, friends, do not fail to recognize that sin is moral, not physical. Don't say, I was born this way. No, you're making a choice to do the wrong thing. God is giving you a dispensation that if you can choose to do the wrong thing, he's also giving you the dispensation, friends, to do the right things. And by the way, I'm not blaming God for you choosing to do the wrong things. I'm blaming you. And don't you dare blame the devil for what you choose to do. He didn't make you do anything that you chose to do. How can the act be a part of the actor? He can't. That's another topic. Talking about real grace, God forbid, those that understand law to grace, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Exactly. So folks, we are dead with Christ. We're crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, yet not we. The Bible says, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. For to me to live is to die, Christ. To die is gain. Okay? It's completely contrary to the mind of the carnal man, and the mind of the carnal man. Now, just to prove my point, what I want to do is I want to get over here, and I want to talk about real love. Let's go back to the 1800s. One of the things that people always talk to me about is, why do you always study out the reformers? I study out the reformers because that is what my ministry is about. I want reformation. I want to go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. I want the people to understand that therein is the way of peace, not outside of that. I want people to understand that we are not to be given unto those that are given to change, says Scripture. Yet what's the motto of this administration? When you talk about the men of God back in the 1800s, 1700s, 1600s, talking about the Puritans, so on and so forth, they didn't just talk about God. Everybody knew that they were the seed of God and the ministers of God. They walked in power, not in talk, but indeed in heaven bearing witness to the giftings, the Lord working with them, confirming the word, signs following. Today they talk. I don't want to talk. I want to see, and I want to be a partaker not only of the afflictions of Jesus Christ, but I want to be a partaker of the glory and the benefit of Jesus Christ. But listen to this. I go back to the 1800s. This man's name is Thomas Brooks. Listen to what he said. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest. Psalm 94:12. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest. He said, now it's old English, but listen carefully. If by outward afflictions thy soul be brought more under the inward teaching of God, he said, doubtless thy afflictions are in love. All the chastening in the world without divine teaching will never make a man blessed. The man that finds correction attended with instruction and lashing with lesson is a happy man. If God by the affliction that is upon thee shall teach thee how to loathe, hate sin more, how to trample upon the world more, and how to walk with God more, thy afflictions are in love. If God shall teach thee by afflictions how to die to sin more, and how to die to thy relations more, and how to die to thy self-interest more, thy afflictions are in love. If God shall teach thee by afflictions how to live to Christ more, how to live up Christ more, and how to long for Christ more, thy afflictions are in love. If God shall teach thee by afflictions to get assurance of a better life, and to be still in a gracious readiness and preparedness for the day of thy death, he said, thy afflictions are in love. You know what most people would say today? That's hate. That's the devil. You want to know why? Because they don't understand real love. They're enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. I go on. Thomas Brooks, Defining Love, 1800s. If God shall teach thee by afflictions how to mind heaven more, how to fit for heaven more, thy afflictions are in love. If God by affliction shall teach thy proud heart, thy proud heart, how to live more low, and thy hard heart, how to grow more humble, and thy censorious heart, how to grow more charitable, and thy carnal heart, how to grow more spiritual, and thy froward heart, how to grow more quiet, thy afflictions are in love. I said, I will take heed to my ways that I will not sin with my tongue, said David. And it is feared that there are many who have been in the school of affliction above many years and yet have not learned any saving lesson all this while. Surely their afflictions are not in love but in wrath. Where God loves, he afflicts in love. And wherever God afflicts in love, there he will first and last teach such souls lessons as shall do them good to all eternity. Now, is that the kind of love that you're hearing the preachers preach of today? No, you're hearing a love that is tolerant to everything that Christ died snuffing out through his blood. God didn't send his son to give us license to do what we want to do and we're heaven bound, friends. No, we're to strive. We're to press into the kingdom of God. We're to fight the good fight of faith. And whatever drives you to the cross of Jesus Christ, it is always love. Whatever entertains you out of your responsibility in Christ, it is of the enemy. Because the enemy loves to allure through the lusts of the flesh. And what are you seeing today? A version of love that really is lust being preached from the housetops 1 to 2 times a week. And why do I know that to be a factual statement? Look at the fruit. There's no debate there neither. You can't deny the fruit that's on the tree of the professed church. And by the way, when I go into the natural, friends, I can talk the same way about conservatives who talk about their Christianity. Folks, where's the fruit? Really? You know, really what it comes down to is, show me the fruit. I can judge you by the fruit that is on your tree. And what is the fruit of the tree? They want peace with the world that's at war with God, and they have the audacity to call it love and grace. Friends, I want to tell you something. That is the furthest thing from the truth. The law detects, grace conquers. Listen to me. Law detects, grace conquers. And I finish with this. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And keep in mind, friends, that is in Romans 5 where he said, the love of God has been shed abroad in your hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto you. And keep in mind, the Holy Ghost never comforts a man that's in sin. Cool. I love it.
Yeah,
love the topic.
Great.
Totally,
you know,
love it.
What's awesome about it is, you know, a lot of times after listening to the Sons of Liberty, you feel like you've just gone to church. And for a lot of people, they're not getting this kind of truth from the pulpits in their own churches.
Our forefathers received from their fathers, their uncles, their cousins, their dads, their moms, their upbringings, thousands upon thousands of an uncompromising gospel.
Exactly. You know, and when we went to Liberty University at the Helms School of Government there, and we sat down with the dean, he was saying that a lot of our founding forefathers, what you're hearing from their great quotes that they quoted themselves was the preachers that they were raised up under.
That's right.
So the preachers raised up that generation that established our nation and that didn't back down in the face of tyranny. Of course, there's the Black Regiment. You can go on and on about all these different things, but it's what they were fed, spiritually speaking, that made our founding forefathers strong and helped to birth this nation. So it's one thing after another, but at the Sons of Liberty, like you said, just sitting here, I feel like, you know, we've gone to church. And lots of you out there, you go to your own churches and maybe you support your churches. But we here at the Sons of Liberty, we are doing what it takes every day on a consistent basis to make sure that we are getting the truth out there nationwide. It's not just a once, you know, 6 days a week and then that's it. You know, Sunday's different. Everywhere we go, we're passing out gospel tracts. We're doing it. We're setting up
events.
Look
at the fruit.
Exactly. It's all in there. So if you'd like to donate, please go to 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
Folks, you got the Sons of Liberty and the
Daughters of Liberty.
Talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. We will talk at you then. See ya!
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.